Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Morning, church.
One heart for Jesus.
Would you turn to your neighbors and say, one heart for Jesus. It's so wonderful in a time like this, in one church, multiple centers, for us to gather in Expo Hall. It's been 4 long years since we gathered like this. And we thank the Lord for His grace and provision for us. We want to especially acknowledge all the children in our next generation, the lower primary, upper primary kids who are here, as well as the young people who are joining us today in our 46th anniversary service. And all the children do have the elements that you have in terms of the activity. If you have children, young people, would you wave at me? All right, parents, if your kids don't have, would you raise your hand so that the SST stewards can give it to you, so that the children can follow the sermon this morning, so that the kids can be one heart for Jesus as well. All right, so parents, would you guide your children and uncles and aunties, your nieces and nephew? And we trust that this booklet will guide the kids and even the young people as we discover what does it mean to be a church with one heart for Jesus this anniversary service.
Well, indeed, Covenant EFC have much to praise God for God's unmerited grace and favor to us for the past 46 years. We all know His sovereign grace and His sovereign provision throughout this entire journey was simply miraculous. And with the latest blessing of the Singapore HDB church land in Sengkang, northeast of Singapore, we are all eager to enter this land by the year 2028 to minister to many young families as well as rental flats, folks. And God has so far enabled us to raise some 28 million since 2018 without any projects at all. And you have been able to give up to 28 million right now and just the remaining of 12 million over the next few years. We really believe that this 40 million target can be reached very, very quickly and very, very soon. What for? So that we may continue to disciple the generations, disciple Singapore, and disciple the nations beyond. We can joyously celebrate lives won to Christ, changed by Christ, and sent out for Christ.
We cannot thank God enough, the God of Covenant EFC, for the blessings of love and unity among the church board. The board in church board, New Life board, even in our missions board, guiding and leading so that the church stay mission true, mission faithful, even all this past 46 years. We thank God for the church staff, for the leaders, and even for you as the people of God that God has sent in Covenant EFC. We thank God for the establishment of a new movement in Singapore, the Disciple Making Alliance Singapore, in short, DA, in March this year, so that we can continue to spur and inspire a local Singapore disciple-making movement. We continue to celebrate the past decade of ministry of the Global Alliance, GA, of disciple-making churches led by Pastor Ed. And today we praise God for some 121 missions partners that we work closely with to grow and to multiply the intentional disciple-making church movement beyond Singapore to the nations of the world and to plant new disciple-making churches in Asia. As one church with multiple centers in Singapore, we are committed to return the Church of Jesus Christ to its disciple-making roots through authentic discipleship and intentional disciple-making so as to gather to reproduce disciples of a certain kind and to win the world for Jesus Christ. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, this mission is God's calling for Covenant EFC. It is not the display of our human ambition, but it is in obedience to the Great Commission. And therefore, we must walk worthy of this calling that is in Christ. We cannot do this unless God enables us to stand together with one heart in Jesus, which is foundational, and for Jesus, which is being missional. This one heart in and for Jesus is governed by two fundamental characteristics that is seen in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 16. The passage of God that God placed upon both our hearts for this anniversary message. And essentially, it is to guard the unity of the Spirit. And secondly, to grow the maturity of the faith. Let's look at the first point for this morning. Guard the unity of the Spirit. We're going to open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. The Bible reads in the ESV Standard Version, "I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to that one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all."
The Holy Scriptures issues to us this morning at our 46th anniversary service an unapologetic call for we as a church to continue to walk in a manner worthy of our calling in Jesus Christ. And what is that all about? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What is this? The Message Bible paraphrases this very well. And it reads, "You were all called to travel on the same route and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly." The Scriptures places and describes the foundation for the unity of the Spirit on seven unshakable foundations. And children, this is where you turn to page 5 of your activity book and you will find the first foundation. Turn to page 5 of your activity book. All the children, adults, I'm sorry, you are deprived. Page 5, kids, what do you find? What is the first foundation? He says, the answer there is, the first foundation is we are one body. Turn to the next page. Page 6, it says, we have one Spirit. Page 8, we have one hope. Page 9, we have one Lord. Page 10, we have one faith. Page 10, we have one baptism. And finally, in page 11, we have one God. Church, do not miss this seven unshakable foundation that undergirds the unity of our spirit. It is not just for 46 years in the life of Covenant EFC, but even beyond 46 years. These shared foundations form and cradle the bedrock of our unity as one church, multiple centers. Because it enables us to rise above all our differences, above all our individualities, our personalities, which can otherwise weaken or even destroy the unity of the Spirit and therefore murder the church. Let's major on the major. Let's not major in the minor.
Brothers and sisters, this unity of the Spirit, the Bible tells us, has already been given to us. But it does require much work to preserve, to maintain, as the Scripture calls us, because it requires all humility and gentleness with patience and bearing with one another in love. Like we tell our students, if you want to do well in your studies, You have to put in the hard work. Or you tell any newly married couple, if you want to succeed in your relationship, you will have to work hard at it. Yes, the unity of the Spirit needs to be protected. And that is why the Apostle Paul urged the Ephesians church to guard the unity of the Spirit. For left to itself, pride and arrogance, defensiveness and self-centeredness, apathy, disengagement, bitterness and unforgiveness will paralyze and cripple us. Brothers and sisters, throughout the years, we have sought to cherish this unity that our founding elders and leadership mentor has passed on to the church. And we have sought to cultivate a culture of grace, growth, and godliness. And we seek to live out these values through acceptance, accountability, and spiritual alignment. And we all know that all this has been rooted in the biblical foundation of truth, community, stewardship, balance, and brokenness. So as we celebrate our 46th anniversary today, we want to recommit ourselves to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace and to continue to uphold these core values and practices that have brought us to this very moment.
One of the common questions Pastor KK and I have been asked by many of our friends, by city pastors in Singapore and beyond, and that is, what is the secret behind the seamless unity between Pastor KK and myself? We are both so different. We are night and day difference.
I'm day.
Yes. No, Pastor KK used to describe us, we are so one, and he says he is the Lamb of God, and Pastor Tony is the lion. So he's the Lamb of Judah, and I am the Lion of Judah. We are very different in our giftings and in our personality. How did we manage to work together in this past 13 years as co-senior pastors of one church, multiple centers? And we often say, it's not about us, but it's about God's work in our lives, allowing us to be secure in the Lord. And so we bring before God our shared security in the Lord, a complementary and a celebration of our different roles and a willingness to play to our strength, our gifts, and our passion. And together we seek to foster an environment of open communications. We meet very often together. We chat and text each other very often, freely sharing our thoughts and concerns about Covenant EFC and beyond without hesitation, even when we have differing views and opinions. None of us insist on our own ways. Instead, we will say, let's think about it, let's pray about it, and let's together seek God's guidance before we make a decision. Well, this process sometimes can be slow, and some will say it's so troublesome, it's so cumbersome at times. It is a testament to the church that we, as your senior pastors, we are committed to guard this unity of the Spirit, and together with the staff team and the board, to trust in God's leading for Covenant EFC from today and beyond. Our one heart for Jesus is expressed in these two fundamental traits and characteristics, if you like. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6 tells us the first trait that must mark our one heart for Jesus and His kingdom is to guard the unity of the Spirit. In Ephesians 4, verses 7 to 13, the Bible tells us there's a second very important trait that we must continue to embrace and grow and cultivate in our lives together. And that is to grow the maturity of our faith. Turn with me to your Bibles as we read from chapter 4 of Ephesians, verses 7 to 13. The word of the living God says here in verse 7, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth. Verse 10, he who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
You see, the maturity of our faith can be developed at least in two ways. Number one, it is in how we use and develop our spiritual gifts. Every disciple of Jesus Christ has received a unique gift of grace from Him, and they must exercise it for the building up of the body of Christ. See Visions 4, verse 7, 11, and 12. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Now, most of us already know this truth. But the question we have to ask ourselves this day is, are you actively engaged in using your gifts for the church and ministry? You know, in the parable of the talent, Jesus reminds us there is an accountability for each of the gifts that he has given us. We are not to be fearful. It's not meant to be hidden. But if we do not use it, it will be forfeited. And we like to say in covenant, know your station, keep your station. But if you say, Pastor, I do not know my station, then start anywhere and serve as a servant of God, and surely you will find your place in due course. We found this quotation that is very helpful when it says, we have received too much from God to allow ourselves opportunities for unbelief. We have received too many gifts and privileges to allow a grumbling, murmuring heart to disqualify us of our destiny.
So we see here in Scriptures the maturity of our faith is firstly seen in the way we steward and use God's given gifts to us. But there's something even more fundamental than using our grace gifts from Christ. It is Christ's likeness. Having the grace to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 30 reminds us, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's our ultimate goal, church. The goal of walking worthy of Christ. The goal of growing to know Jesus intimately, to grow to full maturity in Him, until His character, until His wisdom and His love fills us completely and overflows through every aspect of our being and our life, both in private and in public. Can you see the flow and the trend of the Apostle Paul's thinking? In the words that the Holy Spirit inspired him to write for us as the church, it is Christian growth and maturity does not happen until we put our grace gifts to work. But that's not all. That's only the first part. Christian growth and maturity does not happen until we develop Christ's likeness and become more and more fully like Jesus Christ. And this is found not in a vacuum. The Bible tells us it is always found in the context of relationships with one another in the body of Christ. In Ephesians 4:16, where the whole body, where the three worship centers that Covenant EFC have, Bukit Panjang, Woodlands, and Sengkang at Suntec, where we are joined and held together by every supporting ligament, and we grow and we build ourselves up together in love as each part would do their work. Christ's likeness does not happen in isolation from people, just like grace gifts does not happen in isolation from service.
So, brothers and sisters, this is what it means to grow in the maturity of our faith. Use your grace gifts well and become more and more Christ-like each day. Otherwise, we will remain as a spiritual infants and never arrive at the destiny that God has given to us as a church. The past few days in the IDMC conference, it's such a joy to see many of you serving the body of Christ so wonderfully. And just at this IDMC conference 2024, it is led very much by a lay committee of faithful lay leaders with full-time jobs on their own. They work late into the night. And there are some 500 volunteers together with the church staff. And we really want to honor them. There's a video that we want you to just see for a short while before we honor all our volunteers. Let's roll the video.
We are so glad and delighted that you are here in IDMC Conference 2024. This is our 30th year of IDMC Conference, and some of you are wondering, what is at the heartbeat of IDMC? It's not because we have to organize and host this IDMC Conference. We get to host and to organize this IDMC Conference even after 30 years, because we believe this is God's calling and destiny for Covenant EFC. And we pray in the days and years to come, it will not just be a Covenant EFC, there will be many churches, both in Singapore and in other nations, that will join us in this mission of enabling Christians to be disciples of Christ, multiplying disciple makers, and also planting disciple-making churches.
One thing that was very refreshing for me this round was the personal testimonies during the IDMC. So before, I've never heard much personal testimonies, but there have been personal testimonies from various like parachurch organizations as well. So that's very refreshing for me during this time round in the IDMC conference.
As a church leader, I learned to keep watch of ourselves, recognize that all of us could possibly live a double life. So I think it's important to live the truth and to be consistent to the truth.
When we reconnect with truth, because truth is not meant to be a content, it's meant to be a connection. A connection with reality, where we walk in discernment, connection with direct action, where we walk in surrender and obedience, a connection in dependence, where we walk under the shadow of the Almighty.
As a young adult and someone serving in the youth and young adults ministry, as well as working with young people in the workplace, I feel that a lot of young people struggle with their work. And I felt like it was a timely reminder that your work is your worship.
Parenting is a sacred task. It is a wonderful privilege. At the same time, it has great responsibility. And all of us are part of a family unit. I call that the stewardship of influence. Children, you may be the only Bible your parents will know. Parents, you may be the only Bible your children can see.
Being able to attend this conference with so many people from all over the world, and I think that really showed me who God is, and it made Him real for me, because I was able to see so many people from all over the world, and we all worship the same God together.
I trust that this year's IDMC Conference 2024 has ministered deeply to each one of you. We are to pay careful attention to our soul, our inner condition, and to the flock that God has made us overseer. I believe that God has used the various speakers and the various workshops to bless each one of you. And I believe we will all go back with an intention and desire to just obey God and follow in His
ways. I want to invite you to next year's IDMC Conference 2025. All in for Jesus and His kingdom. Bring your leaders, bring your church board members, bring your members, and together we can grow together in authentic discipleship and intentional disciple making so that we can win the world for Christ. See you next year.
Amen. I want to ask all those who have been involved as volunteers, whether on stage or on the floor, if you've been involved one way or another, we want to honor you. We want to thank you, right? Would you please stand to your feet? We want to thank you. Come, don't be shy. Just stand. You have made a lot of sacrifices. You have paid even to serve. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Of course, the church doesn't exist just to run conferences, right? That would be very sad if it exists just to run conferences. No, more than that. We are to be a light to the nations. You know, recently, the church was asked to, from a non-Christian, bear in mind, underline it, a non-Christian faith nursing home to start a monthly Sunday service in their nursing home. Think about this. Such kind of invitation don't come very often. And of course, we say, yes, yes. And what an amazing opportunity as the CG just went in and God is on the move. They just conduct a simple worship service for them, share the word of God. And as they do so, this first service started towards the end of July and they are still doing this today. If you want to be involved, let us know. We'll gladly put you with this team to serve them as well. And of course, if you look larger beyond winning our city and all that, God has also been doing tremendous work in the nations beyond in all our partners. And you already know how God has worked in Timor-Leste for the last 20 years. And therefore, when Love Singapore responded to the Macedonia call many years ago to this war-torn country, many churches went forth in faith, Covenant EFC included, EFCS first, together with Covenant EFC. And many of our young people have gone for this short-term mission trip every school breaks and December holidays. A team of doctors and medical administrators just returned from a medical mission trip in East Timor 2 weeks ago. And many were transformed by those trips. And that's why you and I know that we have Pastor Sarah and her team right now on the ground. Today, Timor-Leste has made remarkable strides in unity and maturity. Despite historical divisions, churches and denominations have put aside their rivalries, and they began to collaborate with great initiatives and partnerships in evangelism, discipleship, and community development. So what a joy it is that recently you see some 300 to 400 local pastors coming together to serve their own people for a conference, to serve their people, and to go beyond their own local church. Brothers and sisters, they are not just the harvest field. They are fast becoming the harvest force too. So Timor-Leste has grown in the maturity of their faith. To God be the glory.
As we close our time together, the burden of the Lord for us as a church at our 46th anniversary service. Through God's word in Ephesians 4 is to continue to urge us to walk worthy of the calling that God has given to us. And how do we do this? We do so by two ways, by guarding the unity of the Spirit. And secondly, by growing the maturity of our faith in Christ. By serving Him with our God-given gifts and also growing in our Christ-likeness. Covenant EFC, we are indeed living in challenging times of incredible uncertainty, chaos, and confusion. And if the Church of Jesus Christ does not rise up to this blessed calling of walking worthy of God's calling, in both guarding the unity of the Spirit and in growing the maturity of faith, then who will? We are called to be the salt and the light of the earth. We have the hope of the gospel, and we cannot allow the evil one to destroy the unity that has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. We cannot allow busyness, materialism, to stop us from using our spiritual God-given gifts and to prevent us from becoming Christ-like in our character. Lest the Church of Jesus Christ is murdered. We must be the Church of Jesus Christ and therefore prepare ourselves and the world to meet our King, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22, verse 12 reminds us, look, Jesus says, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. It is our prayer at our 46th anniversary service that each of our lives, but together as one local church in Singapore, our lives can be a sweet fragrance to God. And to our friends who are from various nations worshiping with us this morning, that as you return to your churches and ministries and to your nations, that together we can be a sweet fragrance unto God. And may the Church of Jesus Christ be that beacon of hope, shining for God's glory always. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. As we close our eyes and bow our heads to respond to God's heart through His Word this morning, one heart for Jesus. And this is cultivated and established as we guard the unity of the Spirit and as we grow the maturity of our faith. And this morning, God's heart for us as Covenant EFC is, Lord, make us one. Lord, make us one. Father, make us Christ-like in our character, in our contribution as we serve Him together. And if this message from God's Word today resonates in your heart, and you say, I am part of this local church here, Covenant EFC, and if you are guests of our church today, you are part of this big spiritual family, and as you return to your nations and your churches, you say, yes, I want to send the same message to our churches and nations as well. Then would you lift up your hands where you are now so that together we can declare this prayer together. If you believe this is God's heart for you and you say, Lord, I want to be in one heart with you, one heart for Jesus, one heart together with Covenant EFC, then where you are seated, would you lift up your hands to God and say, Lord,
Lord Jesus, yes, Lord.
And repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
together as one church. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
help me guard the unity of the Spirit.
Help me guard the unity of the Spirit,
which you have purchased for us.
Which you have purchased for us.
Help me to grow in maturity.
Help me to grow in maturity.
Of service and Christ-likeness.
Of service and Christ-likeness.
Let your church in Covenant EFC.
Let the church in Covenant EFC.
Serve your end time purpose.
Serve your end time purpose.
That more may come to know Jesus.
And more may come to know Jesus.
And become your disciple makers in this world.
And become your disciple makers in this world.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why?
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.